Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a weird guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Excuse me, pretty lady.
Help.
But aren't you a campfire?
What?
Because you're hot. And I want some more.
The second part kind of got me.
Nice.
I don't know.
After he says that, whatever you do, don't stuff his mouth with chocolate and squish his face between two large graham crackers.
He's like, it's human s'more. This is my dream.
No, you need to give him a phone number instead and make sure it's to the Loser Line. So hopefully he calls it and leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play over the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Carrie, this is I don't know if you remember me, but you gave me your number. I live with my mom. So, yeah.
Next message.
What? I live with my mom. That's the only message he really had in there.
And it just, like, came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like he slips that into his normal conversation all the time. Like, by the way, it's 2:39. I live with my mom.
Yeah. Except for, my God, his voice was deep.
I think
he has the most testosterone out of any man that lives with his mom.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Next message.
Hey, I'm not sure if you remember me, but we met in Cancun back in February. I just found your number. I remember you telling me you lived in Seattle. Well, guess who's moving up there? So just get ready, because it's going to be amazing. We're going to have the time of our life and just go crazy. Let's go crazy. Bye.
Okay. I've heard Seattle is a lot like Cancun,
it is.
Actually.
Yeah,
it is. Similar.
Just rainier.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The beaches.
The yard glasses out in public.
The body shots everywhere you go.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Look, when you hook up with someone on, like, spring break or whatever, definitely have fun, but you have to remember, this is the vacation version of them that you're hooking up with. Like, John on the booze cruise is probably a lot different than John at the insurance agency.
Mm. Yeah. That's true.
So just know that going in.
I do appreciate people taking the Loser Line on vacay with them.
That
it's
is
really helpful
it's
to
essential.
Us.
Essential.
Good work, whoever you are.
Next message.
Becky, it's Tom from Waffle House. It was so awesome that someone like you came in as opposed to the normal batch of losers we get. I don't know if you noticed, but I gave you a little extra smothering, covering, and chunking. Yeah, just the kind of guy I am when I see something I like.
Oh. Next message.
Okay. Are extra toppings enough to go out with the guy alone?
I don't know, but I am insulted by him because I love the Waffle House.
I know.
He just put me into the batch of losers, apparently.
All of us had that same moment where we're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
I go to Waffle House.
I know, so I feel good.
Oh, you go to IHOP. No. Fancy.
It's just because she can't stay awake long enough after a night of drinking to go anywhere.
True.
Next message.
Hey, what up, girl? It's Paul. I'm just calling because, you know, round one was so good. I'm waiting for round two. Can't wait to every time you think it's going in, I'm going to make sure it comes right back out.
What?
Talking about cornhole. What are you thinking about? Call me.
Next message.
Oh, man, that was cringe, dude.
Why did you ruin cornhole for me?
I mean,
it
even
a
when
fun
he,
game.
Even when he revealed it was cornhole, still creepy.
And the name even made it icky.
Actually, that kind of sold cornhole on me.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I need to play that more often, apparently.
Okay.
Remember, you can get the special Loser Line number if you text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. Give it out to somebody who just loves playing cornhole. And hopefully they can call it and leave us an awkward voicemail that we can play like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Bob. I wanted to give you my number because I thought for an empire, you had a really nice body. That's why I wanted to ask you if you want to come over for a double header this weekend, if you know what I'm saying. And if there's some reason you can't make it and you're doing my brother's game next week, he's number 8 on the records. If you can call all strikes, that would be great because baseball takes forever. And I really don't want to be there all day.
Next message.
Oh, sabotaging her brother.
I couldn't figure out what she said in the beginning, and then it was the umpire.
Yeah.
I thought he said for an empire. I'm like, what kind of empire is he?
No.
Umpire.
That's a good body for a whole empire.
Yeah, that's what I didn't get.
I mean, the newest scandal in baseball isn't going to be steroids or sign stealing. It's umpires throwing games to hook up with hot women.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of okay with that.
Just speed it all up.
I'll let you get to third base if you keep this under 3 hours.
He's like, strike. He's like, I haven't thrown a pitch yet.
Yeah. Strike.
You're just out.
Next message.
Hey, I can't wait to please you, mommy. By the way, my safe word is bonanza in case things get too out of hand. And I have been very bad.
Next message.
Oh,
Brooke,
man.
What is the deal with your husband calling the loser line? Like, keep your married love life talk off our answering machine, please.
Like, I allow him to have a safe word.
Remember, you can listen to the loser line regularly at this time every week. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.